Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
All right, great. Well, we're talking a little bit about your new show, Dan for Mayor.
Yeah.
Now, I watched it. I thought it was funny.
That's good.
Yeah, I did. And my brother's a big fan of Corner Gas. So he was watching it with me, and we were just watching, and we thought it was funny. But you know what he said was that, wow, I've never seen his hair before because he always wore a hat on Corner Gas.
Yeah, no hats allowed on the new show.
No, so do you think that people even confuse Hank with Dan?
I don't think so. I mean, both characters obviously have little mannerisms that are just me, so those might come up, but they're two totally different people, so I think people will figure it out.
And now, was it different doing this show? I mean, you're the star of this show, Dan for Mayor. Was it different doing this than doing Corner Gas, which was more kind of like a big group effort?
Yeah, Corner Gas was definitely more of an ensemble, and you know, except for Brent, obviously, was the main guy. And the biggest difference was workload. And I work maybe 3 or 4 days a week, and whereas on Corner Gas, and then whereas in Dan for Mayor, I was in every day, all day. But this is an ensemble as well, just not as large of an ensemble. There's about 3 or 4 of us that are sort of, in consistently all the time.
Now, in the show, Dan is running for mayor. He kind of sort of just falls into it. Have you ever had kind of a goal that you thought, hey, I just want to do that, tried it, and it didn't work out, or it did work out?
Yeah, hockey. I wanted to be an NHL goalie. That didn't work out.
Did you try? Did you practice?
Maybe that was my problem. I didn't practice.
Well, you do write a column on Canucks.com sometimes.
I have been up until the Olympics, and I got busy up here with the Olympics. But that was when they asked me to do that. I thought that was great. That's been a lot. That's something I've never done before, so it was a bit scary. But it's kind of fun being a columnist.
Yeah, and it's great because you can put yourself into it, and they are a little bit humorous as well.
Yeah, I definitely try to make them a little lighter. I don't pretend to know too much about anything. It's just sort of what I think.
And so I'm going to ask what you think of Team Canada right now.
I'm feeling pretty good about them right now. They did a number on the Russians, but I don't know. We'll see. I like our chances better against Slovakia than Sweden. But Slovakia, they beat the Russians, and they beat a pretty good team in Sweden. So I'm a little nervous.
Great. Now, did you always know that you wanted to get into acting? Was this something you always wanted to do growing up?
No, actually, it wasn't. When I was younger, my grandpa had a trucking company, so I thought being a trucker would be kind of cool. And then once Richard Brider was playing goal for the Canucks, then I wanted to be an NHL goalie. And then as I got older and realized neither one of those was going to happen, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And my folks wanted me to go to college. I had to take something in college, so I don't know why I took theater. And it just kind of sunk in. I fell in love with it.
Great. And your first job was on the Addams Family as a gnome?
Yeah, a little spinning gnome. You wouldn't even know it was me.
Was it just very brief? Was it hard?
It was literally, I walked in, they dressed me up as a gnome, put me on a little spinning plate, spun me around and said, okay, thanks. And then that was it.
That's great that you stuck with acting after that. You still loved it. The characters on the show, everyone seems pretty likable. And I guess, would you say that kind of the villain of the show would be Claire's fiancé, Mike?
Yeah, he would be Dan's nemesis for sure. Like, Dan is a slacker, hasn't done anything with his life, not overly good looking. And then there's this Mike, played by Ben Ayers, who's like, all the other things, has a successful job, has a home, he's good looking, he's got his act together. So yeah, he's Dan's nemesis for sure.
Yeah, he's kind of like that person you like but don't want to like when you're watching him sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you like working with everyone in the cast? Do you find that you guys all have great chemistry together?
Oh yeah, it was a blast. During the pilot, we clicked really easily, actually. It was great, and they're all... You know, you forget how many talented people are in this country, and you know, I didn't know anything about any of these guys. I knew Ben Ayers from back in Vancouver, but you get on set and you get kind of blown away by how talented they are.
Now, was it hard going from Corner Gas to right away getting into Dan for Mayor? Was that kind of a quick turnaround?
Well, the pilot was shot pretty quick. The rest of the season, it took a few months before we actually got into the season to shoot. But going into the pilot was because Kevin White and Paul Nather and Mark Ferrell, they all were head writers on Corner Gas, so I knew them all really well. So the transition was pretty easy because of them.
Great. And do you ever miss kind of being on Corner Gas?
Oh yeah, I miss it. I think about it all the time. We chat, I chat with the rest of the cast here and their emails. And Lauren Cardinal just moved to BC, so we keep in touch all the time. And yeah, we talk about it all the time. You know, it was a once in a lifetime kind of thing. If Dan Vermeer could have half the success that Corner Gas had, it would just be a dream. It was 6 years of my life that I'll treasure forever.
Great. And right now with Dan Vermeer, it is a very funny show. Do you find that the comedy in Dan Vermeer is a little different than from Corner Gas?
It isn't. I mean, I think the dialogue is a bit quicker. The characters are obviously different, and the setting is all different, so it's a different show that way. But with those guys, with Kevin, Mark, and Paul, their writing sensibility is—you'll see slight similarities to Corner Gas, just because they were the writers of it and they have that. So I think it's a good mix of similarities and new differences. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I get what you mean. Now, do you think that there's ever a difference between Canadian comedy shows and American ones?
I don't know. People say there is, but I mean, the biggest difference in sitcoms, I think, is the laugh track. Unless you get to HBO and stuff where they leave it off, a lot of the big network sitcoms throw in the laugh track. And Brent said it once, and I think he's bang on. He said that he thinks Canadians are smart enough to know when to laugh. And I like the fact that there's no laugh track. Other than that, I think comedy is comedy. It's pretty universal.
Yeah, I don't think you need the laugh track either to really tell you. And there's a lot of shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm without a laugh track, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Are there any comedians that you kind of, you know, looked up to when you were getting into theater, or maybe sort of based your comedic skills around?
I don't know intentionally, but when I was a kid, I was a huge fan of Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy. Their stand-up always, I just love those guys. And then later on, I got into Steve Martin. And even a little later on, as I got into college, Bob Newhart was a big influence on me. There's probably no similarities in in the way I perform, but I think of those guys all the time.
Great.
I never really set out to be a comedian, though, which is weird. But a lot of my favorite actors are comedians. But my all-time favorite actor is Robert De Niro. So go figure. I don't know.
So you kind of wanted to go in his direction.
Yeah, if they could say, Fred, you could play any role you want, I'd be like doing Goodfellas and Casino and stuff.
So you're into the mobster movies.
Yeah.
Mobster movies, but you're doing comedy. I love it.
Yeah. Maybe we could, combine the comedy mobster movies and create a new genre.
You know what? You could have even maybe a little side story in one of your Dan Vermeer episodes. Something with some mobsters. Now, are you planning on having any mayors from maybe Toronto or anywhere, any other city, Kitchener, Waterloo, where this was actually filmed? Any mayors on the show?
Yeah, actually, we have in episodes throughout the season, we have both the Kitchener and Waterloo mayors, and also the Toronto, mayor of Toronto makes an appearance.
All right, well, we'll have to look out for that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much. The show's great, and good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks very much.